This episode of Our Fair City is sponsored by Capsule Force. Scream like a school kid with Capsule Force, an intergalactic retro anime multiplayer game now available on PS4 and Steam. CapsuleForce.com. Welcome back, Loyal Policies. This is HeartLife executive producer Jeffrey Gardner. As you can see, this week's episode is a little different. We'll be taking a short break from continuity to share a live recording of 2015's Chicago Fringe Festival show, Human Resources. We'll be releasing our yearly Halloween special on the 28th, and returning with episode 17 of season 6 on November 11th. Thank you all so much for your support, and as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.
Maximizing efficient placement for its personnel. Hence, our RAT's watchful eyes and ears make countless decisions to ensure the security and stability of our workforce, providing us with all the life we'll ever need. Our first training exercise includes an inspiring audio excerpt from a recent RAT testing session featuring one of our top technicians in the field, servicing a pre-allocation team candidate, or PAT-C. And don't worry about writing your questions down. We'll be monitoring your pulse throughout the presentation for any irregularities. So, even if you forget, we won't.
Hello? Wow! The walls match the furniture. Hello? This is Policy 8665 Theta 1 reporting for testing.
Policy, please sit down at the console.
Right. Sorry.
Thank you. Attaching security clamps.
Security clamps?
Policy, please remain stationary for identity verification retinal scan.
Ow!
Thank you. Policy 8665 Theta 1 verified. Welcome to Human Resources Career Placement Assessment. Your RAT will assist you shortly. While you wait, please enjoy this algae-based nutriment in fun-sized snacks.
Algae gummies? Promotion! Gummy grubs. I remember gummy ants when I was a kid. Must have been discontinued.
While you wait, please enjoy this liquid refreshment.
Coffee? Gummies and coffee? Were these customized for me?
Of course they were!
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you come in.
Of course not. Please, don't bother trying to get up. I'll come sit next to you. Kim Agnes? Welcome to HR Screening and Placement. How are you? How are you today?
Good. I mean, good to go.
Are you?
Yes, I'm glad to be here and ready to get started.
Take a breath, Kim. Please don't worry about giving me perfect answers. Let's go back. How are you today?
I'm shocked that you asked, and that you called me by my name.
We care about a lot more than your policy number here. Tell me, what else are you thinking?
This is a vastly different testing experience. I've gone through 6 rounds to be here, and wow. This room, the gummies and coffee, and you. Most monitors are like street safe agents.
I am not a monitor. I'm your resource allocations technician.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry.
It's nice to meet you, Kim. I'm Policy 7764 Epsilon 3 Isabel Browning. Call me Izzy!
Isabel Browning? The author of the Human Resources chapter in Heart Life History?
Yes, I am.
It's an honor to meet you. Your chapter meant a lot to me.
How flattering.
I'm serious. My classmates were obsessed with getting into the Science Academy. But I would listen to the broadcasts of true dramatizations of our fair city's glorious history, and I knew that individual policies, their needs, their talents, their lives, is where I want to contribute. Your chapter summed it up for me. Survival is insufficient. A productive policy is a healthy policy, placed perfectly to assist the well-being of all.
Well, a few of my pre-allocation team candidates have recognized my name, but no one has ever quoted my chapter with me. What an honor.
The honor is mine. I can't believe you're my RAT.
As much as I enjoy warm fuzzies, Kim, you do not need to flatter me. Today isn't about being correct, it's about finding out who you are. At this level, Heart Life insists on a combination approach of human insight as well as our trusted programming placement tools.
Algorithm plus sentient synthesized.
Yes. But seriously, stop quoting.
Sorry.
We need to move on. We're behind schedule.
Oh, are we?
It's my fault. Too much chit-chat. It's been in my review for the past two cycles. So, this is the screen from which you will view video and occasionally read. It is a touch screen. Go ahead, make a test swipe.
Got it.
Here's your microphone. Now, attach these electrodes to your left hand. Place the sticky pad on your neck right there. I hope you like the chair. We just got these fantastic footrests, and I think the houndstooth pattern gives a real zesty energy to the room.
It's great. Thank you.
And you can move, yes?
Will I need to? Much?
Just enough to struggle. Sometimes, just for kicks, we like to pretend that we work in data extraction.
I promise I'll tell you everything you need to know.
Thank you for indulging my office humor.
I can see the parallel with the test takers bolted down.
They'll keep you safe if you suddenly faint or try to leap out of your chair.
Is that common?
Fainting? About 1 in 70. Dangerous and or spastic chair exit attempts? About 1 in 50.
I heard the test was intense.
Oh?
Yeah. I mean, just rumors. Nothing to be taken seriously.
Where did you hear them?
Nowhere. Just a friend.
What did this friend tell you?
Well, everyone goes straight from career placement to their new assignment, so nobody knows what it's really like, and...
Oh, do tell me. I am so curious. It's okay.
Trainees, hear how skillfully Izzy has eased Kim into her new surroundings. A calm Patsy is an honest Patsy, ready and eager to do her best not just for Heart Life, but for herself. Note how Izzy uses warmth and humor to efficiently extract information critical to determining Kim's optimal placement.
Now that I'm here, they seem even sillier. Lie detectors, armed guards, glitches in the system that'll get you sent to the wrong career, policies getting sent to the cube because they tried to cheat.
Those are just precious. Goodness, well... Of course, every test monitors the body's physical responses to stress, but lie detectors? Ridiculous.
Glad to see there aren't any armed guards either.
Well, that would be wasteful. Armed units are requested only when immediate cube placement is necessary.
Oh.
Misinformation breeds inefficiency, you know. You really should report anyone who gossips about corporate procedure. Maybe your friend would like to speak with an HR compliance officer about our exciting informant opportunities.
I considered it. Given the original context of the rumors, juvenile policies on the Dodge Sponge Court, it did not measure up to the standards of worthwhile or valuable information as set by the Pitch-In by Snitch-In program.
Kim's awareness and application of the criteria for our Pitch-In by Snitch-In program shows dedication to ensuring an ideal policy is one linked to the utmost compliance. Research indicates that minor amounts of uncertainty optimize policy preparedness, encouraging use of precautions recommended for improving exam performance, such as studying the recommended 12.5 hours per week, taking optional prep courses, or reporting other policies who fail to take the same measures.
What a model policy.
Policy H665 Theta 1 test is now 37 seconds behind schedule.
Oh, mold. All right, now, if you need a moment to pause the test, press the pink button here. It will pause the test for no more than 60 seconds.
I've never had the option to pause.
Now, press the pink button again, and the test will resume. Now, I'll be over here to your right. When I need to pause the simulation, I will press this purple button. You'll hear this sound, and your chair will turn for you to face me.
There's a green button next to the purple. What's that for?
Emergencies. Good to go?
Yes.
Serve the directors.
Remember, trainees, Kim's tests will include three rounds with three simulations each, incorporating data from her touchscreen and role-playing with videographic representations of policies from different departments. For a position in human resources, test rounds include management, high-stress situations and protocol, policy literacy. But before Kim gets started, she gets to listen to this inspirational song. Let's all listen together.
Serve the directors.
Lightning Ring.
Here's the report. Lightning Ring energy produced versus cost balance with projected supply requests for next cycle.
There are gaps all over this.
I can't get the data I need. Riggers are inept at filling out forms. They don't document repairs or injury reports. I don't even know how many standard issue rubber boots they've gone through.
You need to communicate with your team. Give them an incentive. Maybe use some of your budget for algae donuts.
You should hold those jerks accountable.
Those jerks keep Heart Life running.
They don't appreciate what I do for them. We ought to put them through some mandatory team building exercises, trust falls, and such.
You don't have time or budget for that.
You're right. Just delay the order and don't give them anything until they comply.
And compromise rigor safety and productivity?
They won't give us what we need until they are missing something they need.
Look, if you can't hack it on a rig, maybe you should be working in a new office.
Oh, hell yes, ma'am. I think reassignment would be prudent. May I suggest the fiscal calendars department?
You are on unpaid leave. We'll see if they function better without you.
Good luck dealing with these assholes! Assholes!
You don't scare me! Quit head! If you gain further demerits, you'll be dealing with street safe instead of a compliance officer.
Situation 2. Department Relations. Location, Sector Alpha. Ma'am, there is no potential for savings here. Each relations technician in my unit has dual proficiency in therapeutic affection and sexual release, not to mention a completely full schedule. If we let any one of them go, we wouldn't have the workforce to service clientele.
You have a budget cut mandate. You're going to have to do more with less.
We already service more policies in less time than any other unit. We can't cut space. Policy containment is shown to decline if relations care is received in too small a venue to give the illusion of privacy.
You've built and supervised this unit from its inception?
Yes, ma'am. I handpicked every technician. They improve their skills with lunch and learns and pool resources in a knowledge share database. Everyone is constantly improving.
Then you've made yourself redundant. Let's reassign you to the lowest functioning relations unit.
The fetish specialists?
See if you can turn it around.
This is the thanks I get for being efficient?
The opportunity to have greater impact on the well-being of Heartlife? What greater things could you want?
Situation 3. Department, construction, HVAC and plumbing. Location, new tunnels, floor double B.
We were genetically engineered. That is our answer to the why of our existence. And whole existentialism requires zero despair because we know our purpose.
Ew.
The pumps, make sure that pipe is airtight!
I'm human resources. You got the wrong department.
Ma'am, Tunnel Regiment S28 Subgroup C reports full stabilization of Tunnel SIK. We're on finishing touches now, ma'am.
So, good work?
Valid question, ma'am. The poopy pipes were laid with full integrity. So one might infer it as good, but as a mole, I would never make an evaluative statement for you.
Okay, fine. Good work.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Did you hear that, everybody? A human policy said we did good work.
What are you feeling?
I'm fine. I just need to see.
Can I help you in any way?
No, I don't need help.
Your heartbeat, perspiration, and limb tremors have all quadrupled.
Yeah, well, there are these creepy, cutesy, disgusting moles. The one thing I shouldn't have to worry about in human resources.
Breathe, Kim, breathe. Drink some coffee. Now, there is a provision in the handbook for policies with mole phobias. Do you need to invoke it?
No. Just let me...
Your minute is up.
Quiet, moles!
Yes, ma'am.
So the tunnel's done. What does that have to do with me? What do you need from me?
Ma'am, Tunnel SIK connects 4 new domiciles to the putrescible waste fields. With your signature on these forms, we may open the pipes.
My signature?
Yes, ma'am. In triplicate.
Oh, no. Come on, Kim. It's not real. It's just the image of a furry claw on a screen holding a form. Just... touch your finger to the screen, Kim. Come on, it's for Alex. You can't let Alex down. Okay. Here's my signature. Here. Here. Oh, here.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, pups, crank the poopy pipe.
End of round 1.
So what happened there?
I pulled it together.
Kim, show your work. Please.
That was a tough situation for me. The heart life knows I have a mole phobia, so of course it's in my test. I know I have to get over it.
How did you do it? Who is Alex? Is he a friend? Please be honest with me.
My optimal policy proxy.
Oh, your OPP! Thinking about him calmed your anxiety?
He motivates me. Helps me focus.
Tell me about him.
Why? His policy number is 4277 Gamma 5. We're from the same district. We grew up together.
I appreciate your honesty, but those facts I have right in front of me. He's testing just a couple of hallways down.
Right.
Please... tell me about him. About your relationship.
Note, trainees, finding out about policy relationships, be they familial or chosen, is essential to our work. And RAT knows that any and every part of a Patsy's life offers insight not only for that Patsy's placement, but for future candidates from their district.
We dominate at Dodge Sponge, and we studied together. While everybody else checked to see if their scores were good enough for the Science Academy, Alex and I were more interested in policy life.
Is there a competitive side to your partnership?
Not at all. We work really well together. And we both loved the idea of being in compliance, but since we can't work together and cohabitate, we agreed that Alex would try for compliance and I would try for something stable in services.
Trainees, younger policies, like Kim, seldom appreciate HeartLife's prudent restrictions regarding after-hours contact between policies working in the same departments within HR's branches. Why encourage two compliance officers to discuss sensitive information in a non-approved, or worse, undocumented setting? What reason would a pair of service technicians have to compare experiences beyond their sanctioned lunch and learns? Prohibiting off-the-clock liaisons saves everyone from the compulsion to overshare and helps every policy keep HeartLife their top priority.
You must be very serious to be making career decisions with each other. Tell me more about Alex.
I'd do anything for him. He is my steel crossbeam. He's my air duct.
Are you hoping to recruit a policy with him?
Well, we're not eligible until we're beyond apprenticeship, but yes, we applied for cohabitation.
How touching! And how organized. But aren't you worried the promotions further down the line could cause professional conflicts for your cohabitation?
I can defer my career trajectory to prioritize policy recruitment.
I'm sure Alex appreciates what a sacrifice that would be.
He does. I'd have a different career path, but he'd be the one to take paternity leave. We do everything as a team. Do you have kids?
No. I often get quite attached to my patsies. Helping policies realize their potential in HeartLife gives me a sense of pride I imagine is quite prevalent in parents.
Although I thought HR employees have the highest rates of cohabitation and recruitment.
That's true, they do. I just don't happen to be one of them.
Policy 8665 Theta 1 test is now 235 seconds behind schedule.
Hangry mold!
Don't know!
That is for me, not for you.
Really?
Yes. Don't worry, I'm here to help you, Kim, all right? Now, I'm going to go ahead and start round two.
Please listen to this inspirational and instructional music while you prepare for round two. Emergency and determine steps for resolution. Situation 1.
It's a residential area. Quarantine it. Send a mole task force to investigate with surveillance equipment. Prioritize diagnosing the biohazard. Get the number of active and inactive policies. Have the moles treat the infected as best they can.
Identify your contingency plans, please.
If we can identify the biohazard and hypothesize treatment, send in a human medical team with proper safety gear. If the moles are unable to sustain any policies, drop supplies to keep the moles alive until research is exhausted. Then have the moles collapse the zone, burying the hazard and sealing off the area. If the moles do not survive, engage mole runner explosives for the surrounding tunnels and calculate sunk costs.
Nicely done.
Situation 2.
That's carnivorous mold! We need to evacuate and secure the perimeter.
Quick, take this baby!
Stop! Identify that policy's number and yours immediately!
There's no time to explain! Take it!
No! You will immediately identify yourself and that infant now!
We're all in great danger! The carnivorous mold is right behind us!
Oh, no.
what cost?
At the cost of termination of policy, and possibly my own. I have, and you should have, zero hesitance to die following company policy.
I am policy 3344 Beta 1, Captain Willem Jones, Street Safe. Now do as you're told, our lives are at stake.
I invite you to record our conversation for review by both our superiors.
Directors, the mold is approaching. There's a juvenile policy in danger.
You have refused to provide this baby's policy number, indicating that it is an unapproved progeny. HeartLife resources are entirely unavailable for its needs.
Situation 3.
Human resources, this is an emergency. Please, you've got to help me. My son is gone.
Slow down, sir. I need policy numbers, a timeline, and circumstances.
I'm policy 9923 Gamma 2, Nicholas Orr. My son is policy 8547 Alpha 6. Kevin, he's only 2 fiscal cycles old. Can you tell me where Kevin is? Is he all right?
Please calm down, Mr. Orr. I can understand why you're feeling frightened. I need you to stay...
I don't know where my son is. I don't know what they're doing to him.
Sir, who is they? I need you to help me understand the situation as quickly as possible.
I'm sorry. A few weeks ago, I had my second parental evaluation. The first one is about growth and proper development, and I passed with flying colors. But the second... instilling proper heart life values. I should have passed. I've taught him about exclusion day to thank the directors at every meal. I model utter loyalty to the company. But this morning, Street Safe came to the house and took him.
I'm so sorry. If you wish to appeal Kevin's removal, you will need the proper form.
Forms? Well, can't you at least find out for me where he is? My neighbor has been accruing points in the pitch-in by snitching program. He wants that commemorative Archibald Funny Pants mug. I think he lied about me. Or, oh no, what if the people who came weren't even Street Safe agents? What if they were rogue policies who aren't eligible for recruitment and they've stolen him for their own? They'll never be able to care for him.
Nicholas, I will do my best to help you, but you're becoming hysterical and we have to do things the HeartLife way. If there has been any breaking of rules, we will get to the bottom of things. Please begin with filling out this form. What? No! No, there's no way! How can...
What's the matter, Kim? Was there a mole in your household?
No. I was following a company procedure. Something is wrong with the test. Is there a glitch in the system?
Are you referring to the rumors you heard?
Can I repeat that last simulation? Or will it give me a new one?
You have completed round 2.
But the test thinks I got it wrong. My score is incorrect. Could you check to see what is wrong?
Are you questioning HeartLife's program?
Why would I be given a buzzer unless something were wrong, being flagged? Why did the system tell me I got it wrong other than to freak me out? So sorry I bothered you. I'm ready to go back and finish the test.
Are you sure?
Yes. I need to trust what you tell me and not jump to conclusions on the meanings of sounds. I need to not panic because I might be less than perfect. Can you tell me what the buzzer means?
It indicates that you showed a lack of initiative and creativity. Was filling out the appeal form your only option?
There are no alternatives to protocol. Are there?
This is HR, not just compliance. Here we have the honor, privilege, and duty to show our judgment, our discretion. Are the rules the most important part of HeartLife?
Are they, trainees?
No. Efficiency.
Correct. Efficiency is paramount, Kim. Always.
And as a human resources employee, you have the prerogative to declare when rules become inefficient and therefore must be waived.
Thank you. Doesn't matter if it's calculus or psychology, you've got to show your work.
You're doing fine, Kim. But I need to show initiative and creativity.
This is HR. We are the humans. They are the resources.
That's great feedback.
Let's see you do that in round 3.
Izzy, are you helping me more than you usually help a patsy?
All my actions are within my jurisdiction, but I have taken an interest in you.
Why?
You remind me of myself when I was your age.
Do I? That's a huge compliment. Do you cohabitate with anyone?
I did.
Oh, something happened to him? Or her?
Her name was Marin.
I'm so sorry.
It was a long time ago.
What was she like?
She had an honorable work stream with multiple promotions before her policy expired in a workplace accident.
But tell me about her.
She had the most amazing smile. She was warm, encouraging. Whenever budget cuts came or politics were undercutting morale, she supported everyone.
She sounds like Alex.
She was a compliance officer.
Did she like to laugh?
Yes! I never met a policy who was so efficient and punctual, and yet she laughed all day. She had me laugh at myself when I took myself too seriously.
That's uncanny. May I ask how she died?
She was investigating reports of erratic behavior in a department. Turned out the departmental air ducts were contaminated. Everyone there asphyxiated during her visit.
I'm so sorry. You are the perfect face of HR, but that had to have been awful. If something happened to Alex, I don't know...
Policy 8665 Theta 1 test is now 532 seconds behind schedule.
Hold my mouth! Impressive!
You told me to show initiative.
So I did. Humans and resources. Well done, Policy. Sorry about your coffee.
Note, trainees, Kim's application of Izzy's feedback was quick and creative, but no Patsy should ever gain control of a testing session.
You need to begin round three.
Right.
Please listen to this inspirational and instructional
Overrival music. Behind schedule. You don't need the song, right, Ken?
I think I can handle it.
Round three, policy literacy. Please review policy test scores and listen to personal statement to recommend optimal career placement.
This is what you do when starting out as an RAT, isn't it?
Yes.
Promotion.
Candidate one. I'd like to be a pH tester in the Department of Algae Culture. I want to be in the water, floating along in a little boat, bobbing around, dipping the test stick, and...
Sir, you may have the wrong idea about algae culture. Crop maintenance requires constant vigilance.
No, I'd never leave the boat if I didn't have to. I sometimes think of Heart Life as like a rubber animal toy we use in the bathtub, you know? And it's an orange one with the big wide eyes and squeaky noise in the belly if you squeeze it, but it's Heart Life, so it's giant size, right? And it floats... It's giant, and it floats in water, and it lasts forever, and it goes...
Please put that down.
Squeaky, squeaky, float, float, and it's like my life preserver, but it's also a monster!
I recommend janitorial staff. Dex negative 4 through C. And include a psychological evaluation alongside 90-day performance review. Zero access to aquatic decks. And rubber animal toys.
Candidate 2.
My dream is to create for Heart Life. My vision, Heart Life struts. I was thinking about the lines of standard issue uniforms. They ought to hug the lines of the policy body more tightly, fiercely.
Please justify your idea.
Space efficient. Also, knowing a policy's personal shape is edifying. Hiding the policy body is hiding potentially vital public information. Also, I think we should repurpose luminescent algae as uniform embellishments for policies with high-risk assignments. Visual clarity for everyone!
Spatial reasoning scores are good, and the application for Science Academy is complete, so... Admission granted. Specializing in design. Apprenticeship in functional objects. But flag for insubordinate ideas. Delusions of grandeur. Plot career track to level off after 2 promotions maximum. After that, only lateral moves or demotions. May I say how much I enjoy this work?
Noted.
Candidate 3. I'd like to punch you in the face.
Pardon?
It's not personal. I just want to club people in the face instead of saying hi.
Sir, it says here you requested a visit from HR?
Just give me a transfer. Send me whatever you want. Just get me as far away from MDEC as you can.
I see you've been at your current position for 9 fiscal cycles. Please state your reason for career change.
Not change, just a transfer. I do one thing. I'm a rivet. Policy 4467 Delta 4. Rory Biggs. I can rivet anywhere, and I need to rivet far away from my current factory.
Look, sir, if you're having trouble with your current supervisor or coworker.
No, they're fine. Listen, just put me in transportation or the air ducts. Just move me. The handbook says the transfers once ordered are effective immediately.
Mr. Rory.
No riveter.
Right.
I'm the best at what I do. But Riveter's gotta live right next to our stations. They call us in anytime. Gotta be there in 10 seconds. And I gotta live somewhere new, see?
You're just looking for a new domicile?
Oh, jeez, you corporate types. All right, Dan. I've been waiting on a disillusion for 3 fiscal cycles, see?
Disillusion? From your cohabitation partner?
Yeah, my wife. She's one of you bureaucratic Bettys.
Excuse me?
We filed for a disillusion 4 fiscal cycles ago, and it's still being processed. She tried to expedite it with her fancy office connections, but she came up with scrap. I moved in with my buddies, but they got sick of taking turns spooning me at night. There ain't no double beds outside of cohabitation, see?
Perhaps you and your wife should apply for services by relations technicians. It's a popular option to maintain a peaceful cohabitation.
You ain't got credits for that. Look, you order my transfer, I get a new barracks, and my ears will find peace and silence, and I won't feel like I need to smash the face of every policy I see?
Threatening violence to other policies will not help your case. However, I understand that you are experiencing intense distress. Perhaps a transfer is efficient. What? Wait, I wasn't finished. Izzy!
I can't help you this time.
I don't need help. I'll show you my work.
We're out of time, Kim.
No, listen. Cohabitation has a direct effect on morale. Alex's parents were miserable. They were always fighting. It made them terrible workers. Mr. The Riveter needs anger management training. But I transfer him so that he and his wife are both instantly more efficient. Then, we investigate the dissolution case. It's worth fixing their human problems to make them valuable resources again. Well,
your minute is up, and that's that.
End of round 3.
Oh!
I'll be back shortly. Listen to your next song. At the end of it, I have a treat for you.
More gummy grubs?
Better.
Look how far we've come, trainees. Kim is on the verge of discovering what role in the Heartlife family is right for her. Sometimes our Patsies have reservations about their assessment outcomes. Thank the directors, we have RATs like Izzy to determine if Kim has concerns that must be respected or corrected. But while Kim awaits her results, let's all enjoy this inspirational and supportive music.
And I kept hoping.
for policy 8665 Theta 1. Please enjoy complimentary access to the telecommunication system.
Seriously? This is policy 8665 Theta 1.
Kim?
Alex!
How is my sugar pill?
I'm good, but how is this possible?
They gave me a direct line to your testing room as soon as you were done. You must have nailed it.
You got your results?
Ms. Yang said my compassion levels indicated I'd be a terrific relations technician, but then I told her about you and our plans, and she made me a corporate compliance officer.
That's wonderful. I'm so glad.
It's amazing. My RIT really listened to me. HR is so different from any place I've ever seen.
Agreed.
Even the footrest. And they actually sent me my favorite drink, an Algae Julius.
Alex, I'm so happy for you. And it's so good to hear your voice. But I haven't got my placement yet. Hang on. Computer, why are we being granted this?
Special consideration override was made by...
Isabel Browning.
Wow. Izzy.
Is that your RAT?
Yes. My RAT is the Isabel Browning. The one who wrote the HR chapter.
Promotion. You're headed for great things.
Nonsense.
They gave you Isabel Browning and you're on a nickname basis with her already?
It's not like that. But talking with her, learning from her, I feel like I may have really found where I belong.
Of course you have. It's perfect.
I don't know. I shouldn't be getting my hopes up.
Don't talk like that. You're the most brilliant policy in HeartLife.
Nonsense.
Oh, you're way too modest. Remember when Brendan Orland threw that party on G-Deck because he got a hold of some corn? I mean, you wouldn't let me go.
I don't.
Everybody called you a bureaucratic Betty and me your little punch card.
I was afraid you'd dump me.
But I trusted you. And you were right. Everybody got busted for corn possession.
Let's not talk about it.
You saved us both. How did you know?
Orland was bragging all over school how no one would touch him. His dad being so high up in algae culture, it had to be a setup.
Can't you see how amazing you are? HeartLife can see it.
Nonsense. Alex, listen. Just in case it doesn't happen how we hoped, I need you to know you're everything to me.
Don't worry, Sugar Pill. It's going to be fine. We're going to cohabitate and be approved for recruitment. You're going to be the most amazing mother. I mean, I only hope I'll be worthy of you and our kid. I bet HeartLife will recommend we have three.
What a thought.
The system is full of opportunity for us. We're the perfect match. We're going to succeed. Here's to the most beautiful policy ever written.
With speeches like that, you're going to end up in PR instead of HR.
I need to cut your conversation short, Kim.
Alex, I have to...
We are behind schedule.
I
am delighted to meet the snitch on Brendan Orland's corn bus.
I just suspected...
Have I not made clear that dishonesty creates woeful inefficiency?
You have remarkable aim.
I initiated the pitch-in by snitching program. The success of that sting helped get the program fully funded, but you maintained your anonymity. You never even came forward to redeem your points, and now you're cowering like a scolded mole. Why did you keep this from me?
Turning in those policies is the most awful thing I've ever done.
Oh?
Orland was corrupting young policies. I wanted to stop him. But I didn't know that every single at that party would go to data extraction. Some of my friends died there.
Their policies expired.
They were terminated. I saw their bodies in the dead disposal truck. I had to make sure Alex never saw. Bobby Kirk's face had been burned off. He was Alex's best friend.
Alex was best friends with a corn user?
They were just teen policies at a party. They didn't deserve that.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. I am very disappointed. I was about to place you in a very high position, weighty with responsibility, dealing with sensitive, complex situations requiring utter commitment to hard life.
But I want to work here, with you. I want to be an RAT.
An RAT? You are in no way ready.
But you said I'm a lot like you.
Indeed. Do you think I started out here? I was going to place you to fill the gaps in your skill set that you needed to work in allocation. But I cannot in good conscience approve this position now, given that you do not trust HeartLife's investigative and retributive processes.
That's not true. I trust HeartLife. I can stand up and stay firm for company protocol, even when I'm stressed or sympathetic to a policy's feelings. You saw me do that today.
For images on a screen and voices coming out of space. speakers, but seeing the real results of the job leaves you weak at the knees.
I will be tougher. I will find courage. I'll be a mole wrangler if I have to.
No one doubts your courage, Kim. Just your commitment.
I will do whatever I have to.
How can you be trusted to allocate resources when you are preoccupied with recruiting them?
It's a valuable, tangible way to serve HeartLife. By raising a healthy, happy, and devoted new generation of policies, we learn what areas need improvement in the lives we already lead.
Stop quoting my chapter. Simply put, this position is not eligible for recruitment.
Well, it can wait. I'll be eligible when I make RAT. Alex will be disappointed, but he can be patient.
Your attachment to Alex is a liability.
It isn't. We're both loyal policy.
It affects your decision-making. You need to show me who comes first.
How?
With your prowess in protocol and aversion to getting your hands dirty, the most efficient answer is to make you a corporate compliance officer. You would continue your partnership, but entirely professionally. You know what happens to policies who fraternize outside of work or who create unapproved progeny.
You know that would kill us. Izzy, please. What alternatives are there? Isn't there something in services I write
Absolutely
for?
Not! You need to understand the difference between the humans and the resources. You need to emotionally detach from Alex, from all policies, really.
This position you had for me would help me do that?
Absolutely. You'll have to if you want to survive and excel in data extraction.
Data extraction? HeartLife wants me to be a torturer?
Data extraction specialist.
I'm going to have to break people. People like Bobby, physically break them.
Psychological tactics are just as important.
I don't want to hurt people. I want to help them.
You will be helping the entirety of HeartLife. Big picture, Kim!
Will I have to kill people? I mean, terminate policies?
Determining the if, when, and how of policy termination is part of your responsibilities. That is why we need a morally clear-headed policy there. But you don't seem terribly clear, Kim.
Just give me a second. If I excel in data extraction, I'll end up as an RAT?
No guarantees. But it's the career path I took.
Data extraction is housed under compliance, but I can still cohabitate with Alex?
For now. I can make sure his assignments do not conflict with your jurisdiction. You can thank me later. Studies show that data extraction specialists remain healthier and more connected to HeartLife when they have a cohabitation partner. Goodness knows it helped me. But let's be clear. You would never, ever be permitted to speak of your day-to-day work life with Alex. Nor your midterm projects, not your long-term goals, nothing. Ever.
We've always told each other everything.
And what about the core bus? All this time he's had no idea it was you.
But that was to keep him safe.
Exactly! Perspective creates detachment. But think long-term. At some point, either you or he getting promoted will create a conflict of interest.
But you're an RAT, and Marin was in compliance.
Are you so sure that your respective career paths won't someday collide? Either cohabitation will no longer be allowed, or you'll be competing for the same position. After years of corporate climbing, are you so certain that Alex will not sacrifice your relationship for his career in compliance?
Does he have to be in compliance?
Does he?
He said his RAT was going to make him a relations technician.
Would that maximize his value to HeartLife? Show your work.
Alex is empathetic and service-oriented. He excels at one-on-one interaction. Relations careers include eligibility for cohabitation and policy recruitment. They have safe, healthy work environments. Their promotion track keeps them in the department. They rarely transfer out. Alex will have opportunity for growth, far away from my career trajectory.
You're learning. Not a moment too soon.
Technician Browning, you are 2,416 seconds behind schedule.
Not now!
Emergency delay of allocation activated.
Computer, please send in policy 4277 Gamma 5, Alex Valdez.
Policy 4277 Gamma 5 is being allocated by RAT Belinda. Yay.
Override's mind a place now. Belinda is relieved of duty for the rest of the day.
We're doing this here and now?
I'm losing no more time over this project.
Should I still be here?
You will brief him on his placement change while I run his equipment issue. You're not hesitating, are you?
No. It's what's best for our working relationship, moving forward.
You and Alex?
Heartlife and me.
Now you're thinking like an RAT.
Kim, are you okay? What's happening?
Don't hug me.
Policy, please sit down at the console.
Do it.
Okay.
Thank you. Attaching security clamps.
Am I being retested?
Policy, please remain stationary for identity verification retinal scan.
Ow!
Listen, your placement is being changed. It's for your benefit and the benefit of HeartLife. We're doing your briefing and your equipment issue at once to save time.
Kim, are you already in HR? That's wonderful.
Stand by for inoculations.
Sorry?
Inoculation 1. Please present upper left hip spirochete bacterium.
Whoa!
Inoculation series 2. Please present lower back. Human papillomavirus, chlamydia trachomatis, and human immunodeficiency virus.
Why do I need all of these?
Kim,
you're going to be a relations technician, Alex.
I am? Kim, talk to me.
Inoculation 3. Please present lower abdomen. Hepatotropic viruses A through E and Neisseria gonorrhea.
As a keen observer of human needs, and as someone who provides such alacrity for customer service, you have been selected to service those lacking in their daily allotment of physical affection, care, and release.
Relations technicians provide an invaluable service, and I think I'd really be great at it, but I was already placed. Compliance is what we wanted for me.
But what HeartLife wants and needs is partnerships between cohabitating policies without conflict of interest.
But our plans...
We're very fortunate, Alex. HeartLife has found us two positions eligible for cohabitation and policy recruitment.
You don't sound like you. What's happened? We tell each other everything.
Policy 4277 Gamma 5, congratulations on your placement. Alex, you're behind schedule. I've ordered an escort to get you to your department ASAP.
How are you part of this?
We are all a part of HeartLife, and everyone must be in their proper place.
Kim, it's me! Where are you? We're more than just policies to each other.
Nonsense.
Off you go, Alex!
Wait!
I know this is a surprise way to begin your career,
Kim,
but HeartLife believes in you.
Don't.
You'll be at the head of the class in no time.
Kim!
Kim, I know that was hard, but you need to get all that out of your system before you arrive at boot camp. They're waiting for you.
Right. Thank you for your guidance.
You're welcome. Here are your coordinates. Put this code into the people movers that it takes you express. Goodbye, Kim. I enjoyed working with you today. I'm sure you're going to prove one of the most useful patsies of my career. I expect great things from your work with HeartLife. All the life you'll ever need.
Please justify override on policy 4277 Gamma 5. Alex Valdez.
Long-term vision. Should Kim excel through boot camp and obtain at least 2 promotions within 2 fiscal cycles, I intend to transfer her to allocation. RATs and compliance employees may not cohabitate.
At that time, it would be cost-effective to terminate.
No, it is not! Marin's policy expired, coincidentally, 2 days after I transferred into allocation. I lost productivity for weeks. My RAT had to place me under surveillance with immediate intervention capabilities for 6 months. There is no return on this investment if Kim or Alex engages in unauthorized self-termination. It is cost-effective and efficient to reallocate Alex to the valued but safer, non-conflicting career path of relations.
Thank you for showing your work. Reminder, you are 3,014 seconds behind schedule. Please justify your delay in project completion.
HR relies on policies with the capacity to care for each other so strongly. They would be wasted in the Science Academy, but here that quality can be optimally invested. Misalignment is common in the young. I'm redirecting Kim's energies and educating her on HeartLife's core values. And once Kim is properly realigned, she will be of great value.
Thank you for showing your work. It is appreciated. Your justification for test delay is
denied.
Please report immediately to Compliance Accountability Division for a mandatory time management counseling session. This will be your
third and final
counseling session before cube-based reprogramming is determined necessary. RAT Belinda Yang will absorb your remaining PAT-Cs this week. Serve the directors.
Moldy hell!
Dearest trainees, wasn't that enlightening? It would be easy for an inexperienced RAT to see a policy like Kim as a tragically unrecoverable resource, full of initiative, but ultimately doomed by her attachment liabilities. But Izzy found where Kim belongs, as a committed, cooperative, and uncompromised member of the HeartLife family, by using the sort of know-how HeartLife requires for the efficient disposal of its resources. Unfortunately, Izzy compromised her own efficiency to the detriment of her entire department. But we'll save that for another presentation. As for now, HeartLife has completed a quick scan of your cognitive retention for the previous program, and it shows a
74%
retention rate. A retention rate less than 100% results in immediate repetition of the program. Please take a deep breath and relax. A relaxed trainee is an attentive trainee, and we have many archives left to cover.
Who keeps the heart in HeartLife? Human resources, human resources. Who keeps the heart in HeartLife? Human resources, human resources. Our order of directors. A service branch takes care to stop Captain Timo Wow. Body in who despair. The shelter, food, and love. Who keeps the heart in HeartLife? Human resources, human resources. Who keeps the heart in HeartLife? Human resources, human resources. HeartLife called the compliance branch. It's in use anyways and means to prioritize efficiency. Well, we don't declare consent for policies expiring here or there. There comes space, baby, what's in our care? They can all come to life there. Who keeps the heart in HeartLife? Human resources, human resources. Who keeps the heart in HeartLife? Human resources, human resources.
Drink up.